Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a representative, a Democratic representative, Representative Pramila Jayapal from the Seattle area. I think she's now the chair of the Progressive Caucus. She's called for an investigation that I support 100%. She's called for an investigation into three Republican members of Congress, quote, for instigating and aiding the insurrection on January 6th. Instigating and aiding the insurrection on January 6th. The three of them are Lauren Boebert, Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, Rifle, Colorado. Those districts also includes Naples, Glenwood Springs, Basalt, that area of Colorado, Mo Brooks of Alabama, and Paul Gosar of Arizona. Now, if you had a pantheon of shame in the Republican caucus, a sad, treacherous, corrupt pantheon of shame, these people would be there. They're not alone. I can think of about 10 of them, but these people would certainly be there. And what are the things that we know right now without an investigation about them? Lauren Boebert was one of the people who is giving tours to unnamed people with the Capitol closed right before the insurrection, pointing things out. She claimed it was for her family. People go, my, that's a kind of a large family you have. And my, they all seem to be single men in their 20s and 30s, kind of rough looking. And, you know, are you sure they were your family? Oh, yeah, yeah. What's their name? I forget. What relationship are they to you? I don't know. Probably uncles. I don't know. You know, she's bad news, this gal. She gave a tour to people. And people knew in advance where the ceremonial offices were and the working offices. So, for instance, I've been to the Capitol some time ago. I met with Nancy Pelosi in her ceremonial office. Ceremonial office is great, but that's not where the work's done. There is a working office, and I have no idea where it is. There's also some secure offices. If you remember, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell were whisked there. Nancy Pelosi was whisked there. Mike Pence, and nobody knows. I don't know where those are either. But Boebert, whatever she did know, she certainly knew where Nancy Pelosi's offices were, is giving these tours. Now, the day of, she is tweeting out. These have been retained. Lauren Boebert, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber. She's tweeting this out to them. She's tweeting them out. So in other words, if you want to kill Nancy, don't waste your time in the chamber. Go somewhere else where she is. And by the way, I gave you a tour yesterday. That's been said before. This isn't new news, but Pramila Jayapal is now calling for an investigation by Congress and also by the Justice Department. And I think law enforcement already is investigating this. And frankly, if you had proof that a member of Congress had colluded with murderers to kill the speaker, Lauren Boebert should be expelled from Congress. Congress has the power to do it. I don't really agree with that power, because in the past, in state legislatures, it's been used to silence speech. There's a guy named Julian Bond, an African-American legislator in Georgia in the 60s. Very, very fine guy who opposed the Vietnam War, and the Georgia legislature expelled him, saying that we have the sole power to decide who sits in the legislature, even if they're voted on by the people. The U.S. Supreme Court said baloney. They overturned it and they put Julian Bond back in the legislature, said, you're not going to do that. But Julian Bond hadn't conspired to murder the Speaker of the Georgia House. And if he had, he should have been expelled. But he didn't. He was a good guy. But in any event, Lauren Boebert has a lot more to worry about with the facts that I've just given you than whether she continues to serve in Congress. Mo Brooks from Alabama. He is the one that initially objected to the certification of the election, said it was fraudulent. He got a senator to go along with him, Hawley. And then that opened up the floodgates. 140 members of the House, the Republican caucus, sided with Mo Brooks. Originally, eight, and I forget if it was more like six or so, finally in the Senate, sided with him. Wasn't enough to stop it. Kevin McCarthy, who's a weasel with his finger in the air, was uncomfortable with it, but he was privately shown that if he didn't go along with it, that caucus would pick a new minority leader. And so he suddenly got religion and he suddenly joined it too. And Mo Brooks said a lot of things that were inflammatory and egged on the insurrection. And Paul Gosar of Arizona is another one. Paul Gosar of Arizona, in some of the things he said, these people say things like, we should fight. And then they go, we should fight under the Second Amendment. And then they'll go, well, what I mean is we should vote. All right. Well, if you mean vote, why don't you say vote? If you intend to imply violence, that's a different story. I think she's right on the money. Pramila Jayapal, Democratic member of the House, calling for these investigations. And if they are sustained, and I've just given you some of the facts, and I think they are being investigated by law enforcement, and there will be legal action taken against these people. And let me tell you something else about Lauren Boebert. She's sort of like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember, she's the QAnon Republican, stripped of her committee assignments from Georgia. Well, Lauren Boebert owns a bar called Shooters in Rifle, Colorado. Her old thing is guns, okay. But, you know, she'll pose with them. She'll pose with them in her screenshots in the back when she's on Zoom, that kind of thing. She put out an ad. YouTube it. YouTube Lauren Boebert's ad. In it, she's threatening to Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, it comes close to actionable, but, you know, Nancy Pelosi this and Nancy Pelosi that, and here's what we're going to do. And at the end, there are gunshots. Gunshots, audible gunshots on the video. Now, at some point, you don't have to be held to a standard where you say, unless I specifically say in plain English, I'm going to shoot this person, otherwise it stays on. No, I don't think that's true. I think that the FCC and I think the House should take a look at that video. The FCC should prohibit its airing on any medium controlled by the FCC. Now, it can't control it on YouTube or Facebook, but YouTube and Facebook can control it, and I believe they're not permitting it to be posted on there. Can she post it on her website? Well, there are terms and conditions of agreement with the producers of the website, but the point of the matter is that when you have a member of Congress who gives tours of the Capitol right before the insurrection and is pointing out different offices, and then she texts the day of and says, or tweets and says, Nancy Pelosi has left the chambers. And in addition, she puts out an ad saying Nancy Pelosi and attacks her, and then there are gunshots. How smart do you have to be to figure out what she's talking about? How much do you have to figure that out? She doesn't belong in Congress. She doesn't belong in Congress. And she shook with rage in this video. There's something about her. I think that she should be sent for analysis, frankly. But she should certainly not be in Congress. And Pramila Jayapal will take care of business. They'll start that investigation. Start that investigation. And it should be investigated by the U.S. attorney. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The day I found out.